Good morning. Welcome to the Connect Day 2 event. My name is Lori Lampkin. I'm the Director of Program Management for Visual Studio Cloud Services, which includes Visual Studio Online and Team Foundation Server. I'm really excited to be here today, although it has to be virtual since I'm here in Seattle. But lucky for Channel 9 streaming all these videos, I've been able to keep up to date about what's been going on in New York on the Connect event. And I hope all of you have been able to do the same thing. But just in case you haven't been able to tune in all day, I thought we'd take a moment this morning here to just recap what we've seen so far yesterday at the Connect event. So first of all, the event's really been about how great it is to be a developer right now. There's so much opportunity there to write the really cool applications that target multiple devices, connect up to the cloud, use cloud services. And we announced a lot of support for writing these sorts of applications in Visual Studio yesterday, whether you're writing cloud applications and cloud services or targeting many different mobile devices. Also, if you're working in a team environment and you're looking to release more frequently and you want to embrace DevOps practices so that your developer and operations functions and roles become more closer together and more collaborative, we have some great features in the DevOps world as well. So great stuff coming from Visual Studio for building modern applications. So some new things were highlighted yesterday. I thought I'd take a moment and just talk about some of the major announcements that we heard. First was .NET and open source. Wow, that was pretty cool. I've heard a lot of great positive reaction to that. As you know, we released Roslyn earlier this year. People were very excited. We're continuing on that in that vein here with .NET open source. And the intention is also to bring .NET to cross-platform, so you can use you can run it on Mac OS X, you can run it on Linux. So that's where we're going with this. I'm very excited to see us continue to innovate on .NET in open fashion in the community and with the community. So very cool. Also, we have the Visual Studio 2015 preview. So Visual Studio 2015 will be the next version of Visual Studio. This is an early peek at what's coming. It includes .NET 2015 preview of that, as well as ASP.NET's latest preview. So go ahead, download that, check it out, see what's coming, and give us feedback, because we're actively working on this, and we iterate and listen and try to make a great product for everyone. And then part of that is the new Android emulator for Visual Studio. So this is great because now you can build Android apps from within the Visual Studio environment, and you can have a really performant integrated emulator as part of that whole experience. So that should make that extremely productive. So very exciting to see Visual Studio tools applied across all sorts of apps. And we had even more announcements with some releases that are available, not in preview, but released his general availability here today for use on your teams. Writing real apps. Here we are. The first one I wanted to highlight was Visual Studio 2013 Update 4. That we continue to release periodic updates of Visual Studio for our latest release, just looking at user voice, looking in the community, seeing what your feedback is, looking at some top requests and seeing how we can provide some incremental improvements to keep you productive day-to-day working with Visual Studio. This update, as with all of our updates, includes both an update to the Visual Studio IDE as well as an update to Team Foundation Server on-prem. I'm very excited about that because my team was able to deliver the Git pull request, which has been a hugely requested feature, and that's part of Update 4. So go ahead and download that and start using it right away. Also very exciting news is the new Visual Studio Community Edition. And this is a new SKU that's available that you can use to target any platform or use any Visual Studio extension. And so this is, and did I mention that it was also free? I mean, that's pretty cool because now I can see a lot of students or people contributing to open source or small teams able to just really easily just get started building some great apps. So that's some great news there. Also, in the world of multi-device development with Visual Studio, we have our next version of the Apache Cordova CTP for Visual Studio 2013. So some great things that you can use today with Visual Studio. But we're not done. I've got even more announcements. So we have the Azure SDK 2.5. So what's in this one right now is our first tooling for HD Insights is available there. So if you're a developer working with big data, this will be something for you to go check out. Also, the SDK includes improvements to the cloud diagnostics, as well as cloud deployment projects. So you can use config as code and that's all built right into Visual Studio as part of when you install this SDK. So that really helps embrace some DevOps practices. And as part of that, you know, in that same vein, our release management product that's been available for about a year on-premise is now available as a service. It's under preview right now, but all of the power that you have to be able to create and manage a release pipeline and the complexity that goes with that process, now you can do that without having to install an on-premise release management server, and you can just let us manage that infrastructure up in the cloud for you. And then lastly, we have some great improvements to Application Insights. Application Insights is a service that we have under preview in Visual Studio Online that allows you to check out the telemetry and usage analytics on your applications that are deployed in production. So we continually evolve that. We update it every 3 weeks like we do most everything in Visual Studio Online. And we have some new updates that we've announced here as part of this event. And then CodeLens, which is a real popular feature in Visual Studio, in Visual Studio Ultimate, is now available and working against the service. So you can see all that heads up display information within the editing environment working against the version control services in the cloud. So pretty cool. So that's a real whirlwind highlight of the key things we announced yesterday, but there were a lot of things I wasn't able to cover here today. And you can go get more details out on visualstudio.com, or you can look at the keynotes, or we have over 50 on-demand videos available at this URL, aka MS Connect On Demand, I think is what it is. So please go and explore and check them out and learn and deeper about what we did and what we announced. And now we're entering day two, and we have a lot of, we're going deeper here in day two, and we have 8 sessions today coming up here and streaming through Channel 9. And I think we have a lot of, we're going to go and take what you saw yesterday and really go into more depth and show you deeper about what it is. So I encourage you to go check them out, learn more, give us feedback. We're monitoring Twitter. We got Q&A here at Channel 9. So we're really happy to show you these things, and we're hoping to get your feedback there. So we really can't wait to see what you can do, as Scott Hanselman said yesterday. I really thank you for enjoying us today here, and I hope you can see a lot of the event. So stay tuned. Up next is the .NET and Managed Languages talk. Thanks.